The news is read this morning by Brian Jennings.
The HSE has launched external reviews into the delivery of 9 babies at Port Junqueira University Hospital in Galway. 6 of the babies were born last year and 1 this year. 2 babies in 2023 were stillborn. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Port Junqueira University Hospital in Ballinasloe serves East Galway, Westmeath, North Tipperary, Roscommon and Offaly. The HSE has confirmed that it has ordered external reviews into the delivery of 9 babies there, including 2 who were stillborn. The review involves 6 deliveries last year, 1 this year and 2 stillbirths in 2023. At issue is a reduction of oxygen supply to the brain around delivery. The review team will be led by consultant obstetrician Dr. Mark Skehan of University Hospital Limerick. Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll McNeill said she has been briefed in recent days on the issue, and once the reviews are complete, she will consider the next steps. She said her thoughts in the first instance are with the women and their babies, which are the subject of the reviews.
Speaking on this programme, the Regional Executive Officer of HSE West and North West, Tony Canavan, said the incidence rate of those cases at the hospital was far higher than elsewhere.
Of particular concern was the fact that 5 cases were referred for head cooling, and one other case probably should have. So the incidence was probably 6 cases for the year for Port Junqueira. It's a hospital that had about 1,300 births last year, and we would have expected the rate to be somewhere in around 1 or maybe 2 case referred last year, and that's higher than we would have expected.
Crews from around Europe will begin arriving in Ireland to help with restoration operations following damage left by last week's storm. Teams from Britain have already been deployed to help ESB Networks restore power. There were 180,000 customers across the country without power last night, down from a peak of 768,000. A little under 100,000 people are expected to be without power into next week. ESB Networks regional manager Siobhan Wynne said the crews from Europe will be sent to the worst impacted areas.
We have more crews now coming in by ferry from Austria, and we also have Finnish crews will be landing in Ireland this morning. We've got further crews then over the course of the next couple of days arriving from both France and the Netherlands. They will be going to Cavan, Monaghan, Westmeath, Longford, Roscommon, Clare, Galway, Donegal, Sligo, so all of the worst affected areas.
A public inquiry into the murders of 29 people in the Omagh bombing in 1998 will get underway in County Tyrone today. Families of those who died will begin outlining their personal stories and the impact of their loss. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
This inquiry was established to examine whether the bomb attack in Omagh by the dissident Republican group, the Real IRA, could have been prevented. But before the examination of evidence begins, the focus will be on the lives that were lost on a sunny Saturday afternoon in August 1998. Relatives of each of those who died will have the opportunity to make statements about them, the kind of people they were, and the impact of their loss. Some families may include photographs and home video of their loved ones. Those commemorative hearings will last for 2 weeks, followed by a week of statements by survivors of the atrocity, then a week of the stories of members of the emergency services who dealt with its aftermath. All of the statements will be live-streamed and can be viewed by members of the public. The evidential hearings, which could include contributions from the Irish government, are expected to be held before the summer. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
A new report has warned that the impact of Brexit will become more evident on the island of Ireland as the UK diverges from the EU. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
The 1st of February will mark 5 years since the UK formally left the EU. Ahead of that anniversary, a report from the think tank UK in a Changing Europe has examined the effects of Brexit. It finds that it still has a significant impact on the daily lives of people across the UK. And looking to the future, it warns that a lack of detail around what the UK wants from its recess in relations with the European Union risks giving the EU the upper hand in setting the agenda in negotiations. In relation to Ireland, it warns that the ramifications of Brexit will become increasingly evident as the UK diverges from the EU in areas not covered by the Northern Ireland Protocol. However, it believes that such Brexit impacts do not have to result in a crisis, adding that the key lies in anticipating such scenarios. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
It'll be breezy today with showery outbreaks of rain this morning, followed by sunny spells and scattered showers this afternoon. Showers will be most frequent across the west and northwest. Highest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees in moderate to fresh northwest winds, strong in the west and southwest for a time. And there's a warning, northwest to north winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times this morning and afternoon on Irish coastal waters from Roches Point to Loophead to Erishead.